At 1 o'clock in the semifinal of the 1A state tournament here at the Morrilton High School. Again, that winner advances to play Kingston at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. If the Lady Bears are in that game, we'll have it for you on K Country 95 as well as the Bears Facebook Live station. Hey, want to say thanks to your Mammoth Spring Bear Boosters helping you bring the ball game all season long. That includes the Cleary Funeral Home in Thayer, Mammoth Spring in Alton, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, Forsler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, as well as Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. All right, let's see here. About 4:20 away from the tip-off for starting lineups, I believe, between both teams. We will take a break here. Whenever we come back, we will have your projected. We're not sure about starting lineups. Coach Small thought he might make a change before tip-off, but we'll come back with our projected starters in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network ESN.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring. The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
I'm Kenneth Crow, and I'm asking for your vote for Fulton County Judge. Fulton County is your home and mine. I want to work with you to preserve our way of life and our conservative values. I believe in morality, decency, and personal responsibility standards. I'm a lifelong Republican, but I say to our Democrat friends, let's not celebrate our differences. Let's celebrate our commonality. I firmly believe we want the very same things for our county. Vote for me, Kenneth Crow, for Fulton County Judge, and help me deliver on those things that we want together.
This ad paid for by Kenneth Crow.
And we're back here on our pregame show, getting ready for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the 25-11 Wonderview Daredevils. Lady Bears sit at 31-7 on the year, enter the 1A state tournament as a number one seed. Of course, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears coached all season long by Lady Bear head coach Scott Small. You heard him in the pregame show talking about how focused these Lady Bears have been. And I'm telling you, folks, I got to stay on Thursday night, stay overnight into Friday. And these Lady Bears, you know, usually take some kids on a high school trip. They'll giggle around and laugh and everything else. But that's not been the case here with these girls, folks. I mean, I'm telling you, the focus these girls have had, it's some of the best focus I've seen before a ball game, and absolutely locked in, as you can see if you're watching on the live stream, absolutely locked in here in pregame. And the shots are falling here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, and maybe we can keep this going all game. And again, winner of this game advances to play Kingston at 1 o'clock in the semifinal. You also heard Coach Small talking about how Wonderview is the tournament host this year, and I know that's been a little bit confusing between it's at the Morrilton High School. Well, the Wonderview High School is hosting it at the Morrilton High School. Wonderview's facility is a little bit too small for a state tournament, and here we are at the Morrilton High School. So Wonderview hosting it at the Morrilton High School. And folks, I said it on Thursday, absolutely gorgeous facilities here. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout for our national anthem. Whenever we come back, like I mentioned, starting lineups, just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network ESN.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
On May 24th, David Curtis wants you to vote and elect Curtis for Fulton County Judge. Curtis will serve the people. He is hardworking, family-oriented, and has 38 years of government experience. David Curtis understands Fulton County values, has a knowledge of county geography, and is a big supporter of Fulton County agriculture. Curtis is also a big fan and supporter of the Fulton County schools. He wishes the Mammoth Spring basketball teams good luck in postseason play. Elect David Curtis, Fulton County Judge, on May 24th.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
We are getting the starting lineups for the Wonder View Lady Daredevils as they run out here. Looks like number 22, the first starter to run out here, as well as number 5. And they have turned off the lights here, so my vision is not the greatest. We'll get those starting lineups to you here in just a moment. As for your Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, I believe it's the same starting five we've seen all season. Number 2, Chevelle Graves, the senior point guard for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. The second starter to run out here tonight, number 3, Lainey Young. Our third starter here tonight, number 4, Bryn Washam. Number 23, Tay Davis, is the next one to run out of the pack there. And our fifth and final starter tonight looks like number 22, Megan Upton, will get the start down low for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. You know, all season it's been between Megan Upton and Sarah Crow. Of course, both probably going to see about equal minutes here tonight. So both teams meeting at their respective huddles with their coaches. And for the starting five for the Wonder View Lady Daredevils, number 5, Scroggins, number 14, Baker, number 20, Ford, number 22, Crafton, as well as number 32, Gottspinner. And we are set for tip-off. Three officials on the floor. We've got a basketball here, and we've got 8 minutes on the clock. We are set for tip-off, and we have just hit 1 o'clock. And we are set for tip-off here in the quarterfinal round of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears taking on the Wonder View Lady Daredevils. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears enter this game 31-7. Wonder View 25-11. Tay Davis will get the jump, number 24, at the mid-circle as well. It'll be the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Wonder View Lady Daredevils here in the 1A State Tournament quarterfinals. Winner advances to the semifinals at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Lady Bears win the jump here. Great crowd of Bear fans have traveled. Excellent job by them. Washam gets it over to Davis. Davis will set up the offense, 7:50 to play in the first quarter. Over to Washam now, back down low to Davis. Davis puts up a jumper. It'll roll off the rim, no good. Upton with the offensive rebound. Back to Young across to Graves. Graves will step just inside. We've got a deflection here, and Wonderview is going to come away with it. Number 32, Gottspooner. Gottspooner with the basketball. She's guarded by Graves, and she's got a steal. Very physical there by Graves. Good job by her. The Lady Bears have got the basketball back with 7:28 to play in the first quarter. Over to Graves now. Graves gets it over to Young at the top of the key. Back to Davis here near the wing. Back down low to Megan Upton. Upton up for two. It'll roll off the rim, no good. And it's pulled down by Ford for Wonderview. They get it up to number 22, Crafton. They will bring it up the floor and set up the offense for the first time this afternoon. Over to Gottspooner. She's going to drive right inside. Puts it up for two, and it's good. Gottspooner with her first 2 points and the first 2 points of the ball game tonight. With 7 minutes to play, Lady Bears trail it 2-0 here. Davis with the basketball gets it over to Young in the corner. Young will fire a three. It's good. Lady Young for three, and that puts the Lady Bears up by one now. 3-2 our score. 6:45 to play in the first quarter. Full court press here from the Lady Bears. Ball stolen, put up by Young. It's up for two, and it's good. Have yourself a game, Lady Young. She's got the first 5 points for the Lady Bears tonight, and the 6:33 time here left in the first quarter. Timeout called by Wonderview. We'll take it with them. Lady Bears lead it 5-2 with 6:33 to play in the first quarter. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. You don't need the big city for a big selection. So come to West Plains, where we have over 100 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And we're back here at the Morrilton High School, hosted by the Wonderview High School. The 1A state tournament is. Lady Bears jump out to a 3-point lead here after a 2-point basket there by Laney Young. This full court press is really bothering the Lady Daredevils. They get across the timeline. Now it's stolen away by Davis. Davis gets it up the floor to Washam. Washam will control it under the basket. Back outside to Young. Young has 5 points, all of 5 points. Now over to Washam. She'll fire a three. Doesn't hit the net. Up for two is Megan Upton. Count it and a foul. All right, so Megan Upton heads to the free throw line for an and-one shot here. Got a chance at three to start off her game. Upton's free throw up and good. Megan Upton with her first 3 points of the game tonight. Lady Bears jump on top 8-2 now with 6:12 to play in the first quarter. This full court press by the Lady Bears really bothering the Daredevils. Number 14, Baker with the basketball. Baker got it down or outside to number 20. Back over to Baker. It's stolen away by Upton. Upton gets it up the floor to Davis. Now to Chevelle Graves. Graves near the baseline or closer to the wing. And they get it back outside to Washam. Over to Young. It's tipped out of bounds off the hands of number 22, Crafton, for the Daredevils. And it will be Lady Bear basketball. Davis calls out her play. Going to inbound it on the baseline here. Davis, 5:52 to play in the first quarter, gets it over to Washam. Washam outside near the wing, gets it over to Davis on the baseline. Now outside to Young at the top of the key. Young back over to Washam in the corner. Washam still with it, back to Graves. Graves at the top of the key, gets it down low to Young. Young going to put up a shot, it's no good. Got her own rebound, back up for two, and it's good. Laney Young with her 7th point in the game tonight. She's got 7 of the 10 Lady Bears points, and they lead it by 8 now, 10-2. Number 14, Baker with the basketball across the timeline, drives straight to the bucket, put it up for two, shot no good. Davis was the last one to touch it as it rolls out of bounds off the hands of the Lady Bears, and it will be Wonderview basketball. Again, the winner of this ball game advances to play Kingston in the state semifinals at 1 p.m. tomorrow. If the Lady Bears are in that game, we'll have it for you right here where you're watching. Number 32 with the basketball. Gott Spooner with it. Gott Spooner gets it over to number 14, Baker. Baker guarded by Graves. Gets it in the corner to number 22, Crafton. Crafton. And we got a foul called on the Lady Bears. Number 23 will pick up a foul. That is Tay Davis. And that would be Davis's first foul and her team's first as well. They inbound it to Baker. Baker on the baseline, drives along to the basket. Her shot no good. Tried to put it up, but it was deflected there by Graves. Got a basket that went in. Gottspunner got it in. That's her fourth point. 10-4 our score. Davis with the basketball with 4:59 to play in the first quarter. Over to Graves, now to Washam. Washam fires a three from the corner. It'll rim out, no good. Graves had the basketball. She was pushed by Baker, number 14, and she'll pick up a foul. That's Baker's first foul, team second here. And Davis will inbound it under the goal here on their side of the floor. Davis got to get it into somebody. Davis gets it into Washam. Washam outside in the corner, drives inside. Washam straight to the basket, up for two, and it's good. Bryn Washam with her first two tonight. Lady Bears back on top, 12-4 the score now, 4:42 to play in the first quarter. Number 22 with the basketball, that is Crafton. Crafton gets it up to Gottspooner. Gottspooner over to number 5, Scroggins. Scroggins got it in the corner to number 20. That is a Ford for three. It's no good. And they get it up the floor to Washam. Washam end to end. It's good. Bryn Washam with her fourth point, back-to-back buckets for her. 14-4 now, Lady Bears with a double-digit lead in the semifinal round of the 1A state tournament. Almost a turnover there on Wonder View. Gottspooner has it in the corner. She gets it over to Baker, who fires a three, does not touch the net, and it will roll out of bounds off the hands of Wonder View. 14-4 our score, 4:10 to play in the first quarter, Lady Bear basketball. Number 22, Crafton for the Lady Daredevils will check out here. Tay Davis with it here. Davis gets it over to Upton, now to Graves. Graves outside near the wing, now down low on the baseline to Washam. Washam gets it over to Davis at the top of the key. Davis over to Upton, over to Young. Young in the corner, now to Washam. Washam drives along the baseline, up for two. It'll roll in. Got the friendly touch. And the Lady Bears are now on top by 12, 16-4. 3:44 to play in the first quarter. Wonder View back on offense. Gottspooner with it. Gottspooner gets it up across the timeline to number 5. Number 5 is Scroggins. Scroggins got it across to number 24. Back to Gottspooner. Gottspooner gets it outside to Baker for 3. Her shot no good. Pulled down by Davis. Davis is going to be fouled, and it will be Bear basketball on the other end of the floor. I think they'll inbound it here on the Wonder View side. 3:28 to play in the first quarter, 16-4 our score. Lady Bears lead it by 12, and they'll inbound it to Davis. She'll bring it up the floor here. Davis across the time mark, 3:23 to play. Tay Davis, number 23, sets up the offense over to Upton, now to Graves. Graves going to step just inside the three-point line, picks up her dribble, and now we got a foul called again on the Wonder View Lady Daredevils. They call that foul on number 3. Number 3 is Jones. She's just entered the game here, has her first foul of the game. 16-4 our score. They get the ball into Washam. Washam, mid-range jumper from the free throw line, is up for two, and it's good. Bryn Washam has 8 points now, and they've all came in the last 2 minutes, folks. Bryn Washam having quite the game here tonight as well. Baker with it, gets it up to Graves. She took it away. Graves' shot was no good. Rebound by Laney Young, and now we've got a foul called on Wonder View again. Call that foul on number 32. Number 32 is Gottspooner. Her first foul. That's her second foul. She had one earlier in the game here. Now we've got a timeout called by Wonder View. Our score, 18-4. Lady Bears lead it by 14 with 2:57 to play in the first quarter. We're back after this 30-second timeout on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Amos Murring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
And we're back here at the Morrilton High School. They are hosting the 1A state tournament. Wonder View, actually the host school here at Morrilton. And Wonder View is who the Lady Bears are playing. Lady Bear basketball, after the foul by Gottspooner, they get it into Washam. Washam steps inside the three-point line, drives along the baseline, tried to get it over to Graves, sails it over her head out of bounds, and it will be Lady Daredevil basketball. Lady Bears still with this full court trap in, and they get it into number 14. That's Baker. Baker comes across the timeline, guarded by Davis. Davis gets it over to Scroggins. Scroggins got it in the corner to number 20. Ford for three. It's no good. Rebounded by Young. Young gets it over to Davis. 2:40 to play here in the first quarter. Skips it up the floor to Graves. Graves tried to get it over to Washam, but it'll go off the leg of a daredevil defender, and it will be Lady Bear basketball here on the baseline. Davis will inbound it. Davis gets it right into Crow. Crow has entered the game here for the Lady Bears. Her jumper no good, and it will be Waterview basketball. Gottspooner with it here. Gottspooner brings it up the floor, picks up her dribble, got it up to Baker. Baker guarded by Washam, deflection by her, and now they've got the ball. Washam does. Washam drives to the other end. Her shot blocked by Gottspooner and taken away by number three, Jones. And now we've got a foul called on number three, Lady Young. Oh, no, they're going to call that on Chevelle Graves, her first foul. And that is her team's second. 18-4 our score, 2:15 to play in the first quarter. Number 14, Baker, will come across the timeline. Baker, guarded by Young, tried to get it over to a number 32, Gottspooner, but it's off their hands, out of bounds, and it will be Lady Bear basketball. Gottspooner, I thought she was not the last one to touch it there. But referee says otherwise. Lady Bears will take it here, and Graves will inbound it to Davis with 2:07 to play in the first quarter. 2:03 to play now, 18-4 our score. At the free throw line, it is number 35, Sarah Crow with it, launches it outside to Graves. Her shot no good, and it's pulled down by Baker for Wonderview. Baker with the basketball across the timeline, got it up to Gottspooner. Gottspooner with it here outside near the wing. She's picked up by Laney Young. Now over to number 20. Number 20, that is Ford. Ford, her shot no good. Pulled down by number 14, Baker. Baker's shot no good. Offensive rebound here by number 3. Number 3 is Jones. She scored it, counted, and a foul. Jones with her first two of the game. That brings them back within 12. Now I get a chance to cut it to 11 right here. Wonderview fans not happy with the fouls that are being called on the other end. And they picked up one down here. First one up on the way, the and-one shot no good, and it's rebounded by Crow. Crow got it into Davis. Davis will come across the timeline, minute 30 to play here. Davis gets it over to Crow at the top of the key. She'll drive inside, down low to Washam. Washam's shot is deflected, and it's pulled down. We got a jump ball called. Brendan Washam had her hands on that one as well as number 20, Ford. And the possession arrow favoring the Wonderview Lady Daredevils. Jones inbounding it here. Excuse me, that is number 5, Scroggins. Scroggins gets it back. She'll bring it up the floor, guarded by Young. Scroggins across the timeline, 1:15 to play in the first quarter. Now over to Baker, number 14. Baker got it taken away down low by Crow, it looks like. Now to Davis. Davis comes across the timeline. Davis still with it here. Davis got it out to Graves. Graves thought about the three, steps inside. Now over to Washam, over to Crow. Back to Washam now. She'll fire the three. It's off the rim, no good. Davis with the rebound. She'll put it back up. That shot, no good. And now they are fighting for the basketball, and it looks like Gottspooner has it, but they're fighting for it down here. It's off the hands of the Lady Bears, and it will be Wonderview basketball. Absolute mess of a play down there for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Got to straighten it up and get that ball inside the basket down low like that. Number 5, that is Scroggins, will bring it up the floor again with 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 18-6 our score, Lady Bears by 12. Now over to Gottspooner. Gottspooner got it in the corner to Baker, drives along the baseline. Her shot no good. She's fouled and will head to the free throw line for two here. They call that foul on number 35, Sarah Crow. Crow picks up her first foul. That is the team's fourth here. 18-6 our score. Got a chance to bring it back within 10. The first free throw up and good from Baker. Baker has her first. One more coming here. Baker's second free throw is good. So Baker brings this ball game back within 10 now. 18-8 our score, 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Davis across the timeline. Lady Bears might hold for the final shot here. Gets it over to Crow. Crow over to Graves now. Graves guarded by Baker. Graves over to two. Davis, they will lose it out of bounds, and it will be Wonderview basketball with 24.9 seconds to play here. Lady Bears have hit a skid to end this first quarter. Full court press still on here. They get it into Gottspooner. Gottspooner with 22 seconds to play brings it up the floor. Gottspooner gets it across, almost stolen away by Washam, but she got it over to Jones. Jones got it over in the corner to Baker, blocked out of bounds by Laney Young. What a block by her. And it will be Wonder View basketball, but a good defensive play there by Laney Young, number three for the Lady Bears, to slow things down. 13.4 seconds left. They get it into Gottspooner at the top of the key. Gottspooner still with it. Steps just inside mid-range. Jumper is no good. And now they're fighting for the basketball. Chevelle Graves stepped on the baseline before trying to get it back in. And it will be Lady Daredevil basketball. Number three, that is Jones, will inbound it here. Jones with exactly 7 seconds left here. Jones gets it into Baker. Her three is good. Baker, 4-3, and now our score at the end of the first quarter after the shot was no good. 18-11, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead it at the end of one. 18-11 our score, Bears by 7. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout. Whenever we come back, we will have your second quarter on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
And we're back here at the Morrilton High School, host of the 1A State Tournament, actually hosted by Wonderview here at Morrilton. Wonderview is who the Lady Bears are playing, and the Lady Bears have a lead over them right now, 18-11. Back underway here in the second quarter, 7:53 to play. Over to Crow, now tried to get it to Davis, and Crow got it back, and now back over to Davis. Davis gets it outside to Washam. Washam will be fouled there by a Wonderview Lady Daredevil. See who they call that on. Number three. Number three is Jones. That's her second foul. And so it'll be Davis to inbound it here, pretty much under the goal. Davis breaks the huddle. Davis got to get it in. Over to Corbett now. Corbett has entered the game. Over to Washam. Washam will fire a three. It's good. Bryn Washam for her 11th point gets her a three there. 21-11 our score again. Bears back up by 10. 7:30 to play in the second quarter. Gottspooner with the basketball. Gottspooner got it over to number 22. That's Crafton. Now over to number 5, Scroggins. And in the corner to number 20, Ford. Ford tried to get it down low to number 14, Baker. It's stolen away by Graves. She gets it up to Davis. Davis coming all the way down the floor. Puts it up for two. It's good. Tay Davis with her first 2 points of the game. 23-11 our score now. 7:07 to play before halftime. Scroggins with the basketball. Scroggins gets it over to Crafton. Crafton is fouled by a Lady Bear. They call it on Chevelle Graves. That will be her second foul here in the second quarter. You've got to be careful. That's who they call it on. Number two, Chevelle Graves. That's her second foul and her team's fifth. Got to be careful here if you are Chevelle Graves. Looking for somebody to get it into. They get it into Baker. Baker gets it across to number five, Scroggins. Scroggins guarded by Washam. Over to Gottspooner now. Gottspooner guarded by Washam at the top of the key. Steps just inside. Now over to number 22. Number 22 is Crafton. Tried to get it over in the corner to Baker, number 14, but a deflection out of bounds off the hands of the Lady Bears, and it will be Lady Daredevil basketball. Chevelle Graves with two fouls. We'll check out here as Laney Young comes back in, and we're back underway here in the second quarter. Number 32, that is Gottspooner with the basketball. Gottspooner guarded by Washam and Crow up top. Got to get some help deflected. Young picks it up. Young tried to get it up the floor to Washam, but it looked like it was deflected there, and the Daredevils have it back. Gottspooner with the basketball outside near the wing, guarded by Davis. She gets it over to number 22, Crafton. Crafton got it over to Scroggins. She'll drive inside, and I think they let it fall on the floor. Baker shot no good as well, and it's pulled down here by Wonderview. Scroggins with the rebound. She's down low, and now a foul called on number 35, Sarah Crow. That is Sarah's second foul here this afternoon, and it will be Lady Daredevil basketball. Number 22, Megan Upton, checking back in the ball game. Crow will check out here. Scroggins will inbound it pretty much on the baseline. close to under the goal. Scroggins got to get it in here. Gets it out to Gottspooter, and now she touches it, lets it go off her hands. And they don't call that backcourt. It looks like a Lady Bear deflected it before it went into the backcourt. Gottspooter still with the basketball over to number 20. That is Ford for three. Her shot no good. And we've got a foul called, and it's headed the other way. Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball. Foul called on Wonderview, and we're in the bonus now, so Lady Bears will get the 1-1 on the other end of the floor. See who they called that on for Wonderview. Number 22. Number 22 is Crafton. That is her first foul, her team's seventh. So now we are at the 1-1 mark for Wonderview, or excuse me, for the Lady Bears. Lainey Young had an absolutely gorgeous first quarter. She gets her seventh point. Now her eighth after that 1-1 shot. She's got one more coming, got a chance at nine. Lainey Young at the free throw line. Second shot up on the way. It's off the rim, no good. Pulled down by Baker for Wonderview. Baker guarded by Young here. And Lainey Young gets back down low up to Gottspooner. Gottspooner across the timeline. Exactly 6 minutes to play before halftime. And now they get it over to number, I can't catch her number. It looks like Baker over there. Gets it back to number 22. Number 22 is Crafton. Her shot down low, deflected out of bounds off the hands of the Lady Bears. And it will be, it appears to be Wonderview basketball here on the baseline. 5:50 to play before halftime. 24-11 our score. Number 22, that is Crafton, inbound it. She gets it into Baker. Or excuse me, that's number 20, Ford. Ford gets it over to Scroggins. Scroggins still with it. Now to Gottspooner, double-teamed at the top of the key. She gets away from him, and they're fighting for the basketball here. And she got it off to number 20. Number 20 is Ford. And now in the corner, number 22, Crafton. She traveled, turnover on Wonderview, and it will be Lady Bear basketball. 24-11 our score, 5:35 to play before halftime, and we got a couple of subs, one sub checking in here for Wonderview. Number 3, Jones will check in. Number 22, that is Crafton, will check out. They get the ball into Davis. Davis will bring it up the floor with 5:30 to play in the second quarter. 24-11 our score, over to Young, now to Washam in the corner. Washam guarded by Jones, down back to Davis. Davis at the top of the key, down low to Megan Upton, up for two, and it's good. Megan Upton with her fifth point tonight, 26-11. Now our score, 5:14 to play in the half. Up to number 5, Scroggins with the basketball. Scroggins gets it up to number 14, Baker. Baker drives inside, put her shot up off the glass. It's no good. Number 20, Ford with the rebound. And that shot didn't go, and then one more came up. I think it was by number 20, Ford, as well. And that will send her to the free throw line after she was fouled by a Mammoth Spring Lady Bear. Looks like they call it on number 23, Tay Davis. She has her second foul. Got to be careful here as well in the second quarter. And number 24, it is scoreless. She has her first point now. Got a sub checking in here. Tucker will check in for Davis. 26-12 our score. Lady Bears lead it here by 14. 5:02 to play before halftime. Ford with one more coming at the free throw line. It's up on the way. It's good. Ford has her second point, and they bring it back within 13 now. 26-13 our score. Clock is running. 5 minutes to play in the half. Corbett with it here. Corbett got it over to Tucker. Tucker picks up her dribble, gets it across to Young. Young just inside, now outside to Corbett. Corbett over to Tucker. Tucker outside near the logo, over to Washam. Washam back over to Corbett. Corbett at the top of the key, needs some help, gets it over to Washam. Washam is fouled down low. And it's going to be an offensive foul. I don't know if it's a turnover or offensive foul down low. They must have called a walk there on Bryn Washam. Not sure what happened there, but it's Wonderview basketball. So turnover on the Lady Bears, Wonderview basketball. Scroggins with it across the timeline. Scroggins gets it across to number 14, Baker. Baker over to number 32, Gottspooner. Gottspooner with the basketball, back to Baker at the block. Puts her shot up, no good, and it's rebounded by Washam. Washam with 4:24 to play in the half. 26-13 our score. Lady Bears lead it. Now over to Young. Young still with it here. Skips it across to Tucker outside. Tucker just inside. Over to Upton. Upton will put it off the glass. It's good. Megan Upton has her seventh point, and she has been the reason the Lady Bears have stayed on top by 15. Her present down low has not been beat today. Back on offense with the Lady Daredevils. Gottspooner with it here. Guarded by Corbett. Now up to Young. Gottspooner still with the basketball. Over to number 3, Jones. Jones gets it down low to number 5, Scroggins. She missed her pass, and the Lady Bears will come out of the pack with it. She gets it over to Young, over to Corbett. Back to Young now, 3:42 to play. Over to Corbett, 28-13 our score, up to Tucker. Tucker got it over to Upton. She puts it up for two, and that shot is deflected by Wonderview. It looked like number 20 had a hand on it. That was Ford. And with 3:28 to play here in the half, the Wonderview Lady Daredevils have the basketball back. Gottspinner with it here. Gottspinner guarded by Corbett. Gets it in the corner to Baker. Baker's jumper is up for two, and it's good. Baker has her seventh point. Back to a 13-point lead now. 28-15 for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. 3:10 now in the half. Washam with it here. Drives along the baseline. Put it up for two. No good. Corbett gets the offensive rebound. Her shot blocked. Got it back. Puts it back up for two. And now we got a jump ball called. And it will be Lady Bear basketball. Bear fans across the way absolutely demanding a foul, but they won't get it here. And they will inbound it on the baseline. Corbett gets the ball. The clock has ran. Got 5 seconds to inbound it here. Got to get it in. Gets it into Upton just inside the three-point line. Now over to Washam at the top of the key. Back over to Corbett. Corbett gets it over to Young. Young gets it down low to Washam. It'll roll off her hands. Out of bounds. Turnover on the Lady Bears. And they remain with a 13-point lead here after the turnover. 2:52 to play in the second quarter. Coach Small telling his team, just calm down. Play the basketball that you know how to play. 28-15 our score. 2:48 left in the half here. Number three, that is Jones with the basketball. Gets it over to Baker. Baker's jumper, no good. Pulled down by Tucker. Tucker gets it over to Corbett. She'll bring it up the floor here. Corbett gets it up to Washam. Washam outside near the wing. Washam gets it over to Tucker. She's in between the wing and the corner. Her shot no good from three, and it's pulled down by Gottspinner. Gottspinner gets it up to Scroggins. Scroggins back to Gottspinner. Gottspinner comes across the timeline, 2:20 to play here. Now got it over to Jones. Jones at the top of the key, tried to get it over to Baker. She did, and now back to Scroggins. Scroggins guarded by Young. Down to 2:10 to play. Now taken away by Corbett. Bad pass there by Wonderview, and Corbett took it away from her. Corbett with it here. 2:05 to play. Up to Tucker. Tucker got it over to Washam. Washam on the baseline inside the three-point line. Dribbles back out really toward midfloor. Washam still with it over to Tucker. Tucker drives inside. Her shot blocked by number 20. That is Ford, and it will be Wonderview basketball after a great defensive play there by Ford. Got to get some help here with the Lady Daredevils. Gottspinner with it here at the top of the key over to number 14, Baker. Baker got it over to number 20, Ford. Back to Baker, over to Gottspinner. Gottspinner with a minute 35 to play here in the half with the basketball. She thought about that three there. Now back over to Jones. Jones will drive inside, outside to number 20, Ford for three. It's good. Ford has her fifth point after that three-pointer. 28-18 our score. Lady Bears by 10. Coach Small calls a timeout. We're back with the rest of your first half in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network ESN.
I'm Kenneth Crow, and I want to be your next Fulton County judge. With everything happening nationally, things aren't looking too positive. With inflation, supply chain disruptions, enormous national debt, pandemics, Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, it's uncertain times. County-wise, you're going to need an experienced leader to work through it. I'm Kenneth Crow, and I want to be that leader. Call me. Let's talk about your concerns. My number is 870-710-2287. I'm Kenneth Crow, and I want to be your next Fulton County judge.
Ad paid for by Kenneth Crow.
That includes the Cleary Funeral Home in Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton. The First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring. Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. Forsler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer. Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. And Legacy Auto Body Incorporated here in Thayer. I want to thank all those folks for helping bring you the ball game tonight on K-Country 95 as well as the Bears Facebook Live station. 1:20 to go here in the second quarter. Upton gets it over to Tucker. Tucker down low to Washam. Washam needs some help. Back out to Tucker. Over to Corbett. Corbett at the top of the key. Gets it back over to Young. Young back to Washam. Washam going to put it up for two, and it's no good. And it's pulled down by the Lady Daredevils. Number 22, Crafton. Crafton gets it up the floor to Jones. Jones down low, needs some help, gets it out to Gottspinner. Gottspinner at the top of the key. Gottspinner is fouled by the Lady Bears. They probably call that on Tucker. If it's Young, that will be her third foul. And that is called on Tucker, her first foul. And that sends number 32, Gottspinner, to the line here for two. Well, it's actually the 1-1 here. First one up on the way for Gottspinner is good. Gottspinner has her fifth, and they bring it back within nine now. 28-19 our score with 53 seconds to play in the half. Gottspinner, one more coming. Dribbles at the line, puts it up, and it's no, it is good. Went off the glass a couple times, and it went in. Scott Spinner has her 6 point. Corbett with the basketball. Corbett across the timeline, 48 seconds to play here. Might take the lead into the half with the basketball. Corbett gets it over to Tucker. Tucker over to Washam. Washam near the free throw line, drives inside, put it up for two, shot no good. Back outside to Young. Young going to drive just inside the three-point line, picks up her dribble. Now to Washam. Washam back over to Young. She'll fire a three. It's off the rim, no good. And it's rebounded by the Lady Daredevils. Number three, Jones on the other end. Fast breaker, shot up for two. It's no good. And it's pulled down by Lanny Young, and that could have been an over-the-back foul there. They don't call it. Corbett gets it up the floor to Tucker. Tucker will control it with 15 seconds to go. Lady Bears need to slow this thing down. Over to Young, now over to Corbett. Corbett, 28-20 our score, 6 seconds to go here. Corbett still with it, gets it in the corner to Washam. Washam in the corner, got to put up a shot. She's fouled with 0.6 seconds and will head to the free throw line for two. They call that foul on number 22, Crafton, her second foul. And folks, I'm catching my breath after that absolute cluster of what that was. And again, that is number 22, Crafton's second foul. Washam's first free throw up for one, and it's good. Washam has her 12th point. Got another one coming here. Second one up on the way is no good. And at the buzzer, at the intermission halftime, 29-20 our score. Lady Bears go into the locker room with a 9-point lead over the host school, 25-11, Wonderview Lady Daredevils. Again, our score at halftime, 29-20. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead it by 9. We're going to take a timeout. Whenever we come back, we will have our quarter summary. Again, just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
It's actually hosted by Wonderview here at Morrilton. And folks, I talked about it on Thursday. Very accommodating folks. Very, very kind of them here at the Morrilton High School. And it's been Wonderview folks helping out as well. An absolutely gorgeous facility. And again, very thankful for everyone here that has helped us get connected and upbooted to the Wi-Fi and everything else to get us on the air here. We're around 7:30 away from our third quarter, the start of it anyway. The winner of this game will advance to play Kingston at 1 o'clock in the semifinals. And whoever may be listening, if you heard the game on Tuesday between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Norfolk Lady Panthers, you heard an absolutely thriller of a ball game. And if things work out accordingly, which what everybody thinks, which I believe Norfolk is a 2 seed here in the ball game, and this is completely if the Lady Bears win this game and the next game, we could see Mammoth Spring and Norfolk in the finals at Hot Springs. Again, that all depends on if these two teams, Norfolk and Mammoth Spring, make it to the finals, and it's not going to be easy. Lady Bears lead it by only 9 here at halftime. Norfolk ran a close game last night to win their first round game. And I believe, let's see here, I've got the bracket right here. Norfolk on the bracket. Let's see, Norfolk will play today. They're the game after ours, actually, at 4 p.m., so I might stick around and watch that one as the Norfolk Lady Panthers advance into the quarterfinal round of the 1A state tournament here at Morrilton. That is where we're at, the 1A quarterfinals of the state tournament here at Morrilton. Lady Bears again at halftime, 29-20 our score. And across the way, Lady Bear fans have kind of got up to move around, maybe go to the concession stand and find them something to eat or go to the bathroom here at the halftime intermission. But we'll try to show that before we start the second half. It's been a great crowd of Bear fans, which that is a big section over there to fill. But really, that middle part has been mostly full for most of the game this afternoon. So great job by the Bear fans traveling to the Morrilton High School. All right, so let's take a look at our quarter summary here. At the start of the ball game, of course, 0-0. At the end of the first quarter, 18-11 our score. Lady Bears had a 7-point lead. They advanced that to 9, 29-20 here at halftime. Lady Bears could have took a 15-point lead there to the locker room, but had some struggles there into the middle early quarter, or the second quarter there. 29-20 our score here at halftime. We're going to take another timeout. Whenever we come back, we'll have some individual totals. We're still adding those up. But again, individual totals here in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
On May 24th, David Curtis wants you to vote and elect Curtis for Fulton County Judge. Curtis will serve the people. He is hardworking, family-oriented, and has 38 years of government experience. David Curtis understands Fulton County values, has a knowledge of county geography, and is a big supporter of Fulton County agriculture. Curtis is also a big fan and supporter of the Fulton County schools. He wishes the Mammoth Spring basketball teams good luck in postseason play. Elect David Curtis, Fulton County Judge, on May 24th.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Morrilton High School at halftime, as you can see there on the screen if you're watching on the live stream, available on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Seeing the Lady Bears have retaken the floor here for some halftime warm-up shots and some of those going in. 3 minutes left until we are set for our second half here on K-Country 95 as well as BFLS. Our score at halftime again, 29-20. Lady Bears lead it by 9. Let's take a look at some individual stats here on our halftime show. Let's see. Gotzenberger leads, that's Baker. She leads all scorers on the side of the scorebook for the Wonderview Lady Daredevils. Baker has 7 points. Godspooner has 6. Ford has 5, and Jones has 2, and that makes up the 20 points on their side of the scoreboard, the visitor's side, as Lady Bears are in the white uniforms this afternoon. For the Lady Bears, number 4, Bryn Washam, their leading scorer this afternoon, and she leads all scorers. She has 12 points. Upton has 7. Laney Young having a great game as well. She's got 9 points, and Tay Davis with 2. And that's your scoring summary here at the end of one quarter, 18-11. Lady Bears had a 7-point lead, and then at the halftime intermission where we sit right now, 29-20 our score. 2:05 left before we are set for our second half here on K-Country 95 and the Bears Facebook Live station. All right, again, we talked about the bracket, said there's a chance that the two teams that met in the regional championship could meet in the state championship at Hot Springs on Friday. But again, both of that pending on both teams, Norfolk and Mammoth Spring making it to that spot, and it's not a road for either one of those teams. We'll talk about the bracket coming up later this afternoon. Again, our concern right now, Lady Bears with a 9-point lead at halftime over the 25-11 Wonderview Daredevils. Lady Bears looking for their 32nd win with senior girl head coach Scott Small. Winner of this game will advance to play Kingston at 1 o'clock in the semifinal game tomorrow if the Lady Bears are in it. We'll have it for you right here where you're listening or watching. Loser of this game, they head to the house to watch the semifinal round. Around 1:16 away until we are set for our second half. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. Back with your third quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. You don't need the big city for a big selection. So come to West Plains, where we have over 100 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
And we're back here at the Morrilton High School, set for our second half. It will be Wonderview basketball to start off the third quarter. Our score here at Morrilton, 29-20. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead it at the start of the third quarter over the Wonderview Lady Daredevils. We are underway here in the third quarter of the quarterfinal round of the Elite Eight here at the 1A State Tournament. Number 32, Gotzenberger drives inside. Her shot no good, and it's pulled down by Tay Davis. Davis with it here, 7:45, up to Washam. Washam up for two. It's good. Bryn Washam with 14 now, 31-20. Back to a double-digit lead for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, 7:35 to play in the third quarter. Scroggins with the basketball. Scroggins, guarded by Young, gets it over to Gottspooner. Gottspooner at the top of the key, guarded by Upton. Upton guarding Gottspooner there at the top of the key, over to number 22, Crafton. Crafton got it out to number 24. Now back to Gottspooner, poked away by Laney Young. It will roll out of bounds off her hands. Good deflection by her anyway, but it will be Lady Daredevil basketball. Good job by Laney to coop the ball there for the official. Number 5, that is Scroggins, will inbound it over to number 22, Crafton. Crafton will set up the offense. 7:10 to play here in the third quarter. Winner advances to the semifinal round, final four of the 1A state tournament. Loser goes home. Number 14, Baker with it here. Offensive foul on the Lady Daredevils. Offensive foul called on number 14. That is Baker, her second foul. And it will be Lady Bear basketball. Good job, whoever drew that. I did not catch it there, but good job by them to draw the foul. Davis gets it over to Graves at the top of the key, over to Washam, back to Davis. Davis got it down low to Washam. Washam gonna put up a jumper. It's off the rim, no good. Pulled down by Baker. Baker will bring it up the floor. 6:45 to play in the third quarter. 31-20 our score. They get it over to number 5, Scroggins. Now down low to Baker. Baker shot up for two, no good. Pulled down by Upton. Upton got it up to Davis. Now over to Graves in the corner. Back to Davis now. Davis over to Upton, over to Washam. Washam going to get a jump ball called here. The arrow favors the Lady Bears. And our score, 31-20 with 6:26 to play in the third quarter. Lady Bear basketball on the baseline here. Davis will inbound it. Davis breaks her play. Davis gets it into Washam. Washam in the corner, over to Upton. Upton gets it poked away by Baker. Now we've got a foul called on number 22, Megan Upton. That is Megan's first foul of the game. Not a big deal yet. And it will be her team's first of the half as well. 31-20 our score, 6:22 left in the third quarter. Coach Small waving his hands, telling his team, calm it down here. Number five is Scroggins. Gets it up to number 22. That is Crafton. Crafton Over to number 20, Ford in the corner, guarded by Washam. Crafton. She picked up her dribble and tried to give it over to Crafton, but it was taken away by Davis. And now we've got a foul called on Wonderview. Number 22, Crafton. That is her third foul. Got to be careful here in the third quarter with three fouls. And now we got a sub checking in here. Baker will check back in for her. Selene Young will inbound it here at the midfloor mark, or close to it anyway. And Young gets it into Washam. Washam gets it back to Young, over to Davis. Davis with it here. Davis back to Washam, really near the free throw line. Back to Davis. Davis over to Chevelle Graves, and now it may. She recovered it, but almost rolled out of bounds there. She gave it to Davis, back over to Graves. She'll fire a three. It's not good. Pulled down by Lainey Young. Her shot no good either, and we've got a foul called on Wonderview. I think that'll go against Baker, her third foul. And so Davis will inbound it under the goal here. Davis gets it in to, looks like Bryn Washam, and she's fouled and will head to the free throw line for two here. Good play there by Bryn Washam to draw the foul, and she'll head to the free throw line for two shots here. They call it on number 32. That is Gottspooner, her third foul. And now we've got a little bit of foul trouble here for Wonderview. A foul called on number 14, Baker. That's her third foul. A foul called on Crafton. That was her third foul. And now the latest foul called on Gottspooner, her third. Washam's first free throw up on the way. It's good. She's got 15. One more coming here. It's off the rim. No good. Pulled down, though, by Upton. Upton put it back up for two. It's no good. Gottspooner got the rebound. Lady Bears by 12. 32-30 our score. 5:35 left in the third quarter. Gottspooner at the top of the key with it, guarded by Upton and Graves. Now back over to Scroggins. She'll fire a three. It's good. Scroggins has fired a three, and she made it. 32-23 our score now. 5:23 left in the third quarter. Davis with the basketball. Davis over to Graves. Graves over to Washam near the free throw line. Now in the corner to Young. She'll fire a three. It's off the rim. No good. Pulled down, though, by Graves. Graves will try to go back up for two, and she's fouled and will head to the free throw line. That foul called on number 14. That is Baker, her fourth foul, and they'll have to consider taking her out of the game here. And no sub at midfloor yet. And they are going to finally check someone in here, it looks like. But free throw up and no good from Graves. Got a sub checking in, number 22. Number 22 is Crafton. She's got three. Got to be careful. Baker will check out with four fouls. And Chevelle Graves has one more coming. Graves, it's up and good. Chevelle Graves has her first point of the game. And now we got sub checking in here for Chevelle Graves. She was the shooter on that one. And Crow will check in. Crow and Upton down low. That's the dangerous duo. Got to watch out for them. Lady Bears lead it by 10, 33-23 with 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Wonderview basketball. Number three, Jones with it here. Jones over to number 20. Number 20, that is Ford. And now it's rolled off the hands of Wonderview out of bounds, and it will be Lady Bear basketball. Turnover called on number, I think it was number 20, Ford, that let it roll out of bounds there. And it will be Lady Bear basketball. Young will inbound it to Davis. 33-23 our score. 4:53 left in the third quarter. Davis gets it over to Crow. Now over to Washam in the corner. Washam down low to Upton at the block. Puts it up, and she's offensive foul called on Megan Upton. Megan with her second foul. And now it's Wonderview basketball. They trail it by 10. Got a chance to cut the lead to single digits here with 4:44 to play in the third quarter. And it's going to be number three, Jones, that'll bring it across the timeline. Gets it over to number 20, Ford. Ford still with it here. Back over to Jones. Jones still with it in the at the top of the key, excuse me. Now taken away by Crow. Crow comes across the timeline. Crow up to Washam. Washam with the layup. It'll roll in. Bryn Washam having herself a night. She's got 17, 35-23 our score with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Got a deflection out of bounds, or rolled out of bounds off the hands of Washam. Good play by her, and it will be Wonderview basketball on their end of the floor. Number 22, that is Crafton, will inbound it. She gets it into number 5, Scroggins. Scroggins up to Jones. Jones will pull it back outside, picks up her dribble. She's guarded by Davis. Got to get some help now, and got it over to number 22. Number 22, that's Crafton. Crafton over to number 32. Number 32 is Gottspooner. She's up for two, and it's good. Gottspooner has her eighth point, and now they will get it into Young. Back to Davis. 35-25 our score. Lady Bears really comfortable with this 10-point lead here. Need to settle it down on offense a little bit, run a little clock. They get it into Washam in the corner for three. It's good. Bryn Washam with 20 points tonight, and she's a leading scorer for both teams. 38-25 our score, 3:33 to play in the third quarter. That is Crafton with it here. Crafton up to Scroggins. Now over to Gottspinner down low, and we got a foul called on the Lady Bears. And that will be on number 22, Megan Upton. Got to be careful here. Megan with her third foul. Got a sub checking in here. I believe that will be coming in for Upton. Graves will check in for her. Number 22, Megan Upton. And number 22, that is Crafton, will inbound it under the goal. Crafton got to get it in. Gave it, tried to get it over to number 5, Scroggins, but there were three Lady Bears there that deflected it out of bounds. It's off their hands, out of bounds, and it will be Wonderview basketball. Crafton will inbound it again here. Crafton gets it into number 3. That is, number 3 is Jones, taken away by Davis. Bad pass by Jones, and they get it up to Young. Young controls her pass over to Davis. Davis back to Graves, and she's fouled as soon as she caught the basketball. Foul called on number 5. That is Scroggins, her second foul. That's her team 6th. Washam will inbound it on the baseline here near the goal and gets it into Crow over to Graves. Graves back to Washam, and we've got an illegal screen set by Sarah Crow. Turned over on the Lady Bears, and it will be Wonderview basketball. Sarah Crow picks up her third foul. Got to be careful now. And the Lady Bears starting to enter a little bit of foul trouble. Upton has 3. Crow has 3. Davis has 2. And Chevelle Graves has 2 as well. And the only other foul, Tucker has 1. Number 22, that is Crafton with it. It was Ford. Now back to Crafton. Back to Ford. Ford in the corner. 2:56 to play in the second quarter. Gets it over to number 22, Crafton. Crafton is going to be fouled, and they're going to call that on Laney Young. I believe that will be Laney's first foul of the game. That's who they call it on, number 3, Laney Young. That's actually her second foul here tonight. Got a couple subs checking in. Corbett and Tucker will check in for Crow and Young. They'll get a breather on the bench. Coach Small giving them a knuckles as they head to the chair. Wonderview will inbound it. Number 22, Crafton. Got to get it into somebody. Crafton got it into number 3, Jones. Jones over to Gottspinner. Gottspinner back to Jones. Back to Gottspinner. Gottspinner drives along the baseline. Got it. Tried to get it over to number 24, and it's taken away, by Tucker. Now up to Davis. Over to Washam. Washam up for 2. It's good. Washam with her 22nd point. 40-25 our score now. 2:30. In the third quarter left. Timeout called by Wonderview. We'll take it with them. Lady Bears lead it 40-25. 2:30 left in the third quarter. We're back after this 1 minute timeout on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
And we're back here at the Morrilton High School, host of the 1A State Tournament. Our score after the timeout, 40-25, 15-point lead. Lady Bears having an absolutely terrific game. Struggled a little bit coming out of halftime, but they look to fix those as they get to the end of the third quarter here. Again, our score as we get back underway here in the third, 40-25. 2:26 to play in the third quarter. They got it down low to number 24. It rolls off her hands out of bounds, and it will be Lady Bear basketball. Number 23, Tay Davis across the timeline with it here. 2:17 to go in the third quarter. Davis gets it over to Corbett. Corbett Skipped it across to Graves. That pass was really high. She saved it. Now to Washam. Washam drives along the baseline. Her shot no good. And we're going to have jump ball called, and that arrow favors the Wonderview Lady Daredevils. 40-25, our score, 2:06 left in the third quarter. And now it is Wonderview basketball. Number three, that is Jones, gets it back over to number 22. That's Crafton. Crafton got it over to number five. That's Scroggins, and a little bit of scuffling down there. Scroggins back with the basketball. Scroggins gets it taken away by Corbett. She comes out of the pack with it. Gets it up to Davis. Davis has numbers, and she puts it up. Mid-range jumper. It's good. Good job there by Tay Davis to get it to the basket. That could have been bad. And it's taken away by Graves on the other end. And she is fouled by a Wonderview defender. Good job there by Chevelle Graves to get the steal. And now we've got the 1-1 from the free throw line, Chevelle Graves. Number 22, Crafton, is the one that commits the foul. Graves. 42-25, our score. Chevelle Graves, first free throw up on the way. It's no good, and it's rebounded by Gottspitter. And 42-25, our score. Minute 30 left in the third quarter. Again, that was Crafton. Picked up her fourth foul. Now they get it to Ford. Her jumper just inside the three-point line, and it's good for two. Ford has her seventh point after that jumper. 42-27, our score. A minute 15 left in the third quarter. Corbett with it here. Corbett guarded by number five, Scroggins. Scroggins still guarding there. Gets it over to Davis. Back outside to Graves. Graves back to Davis. Over to Tucker. Now to Corbett. Corbett tried to get it down low to Davis. Way too high of a pass. And it's taken away by number three, Jones. Jones with it here. And it's taken away by Davis. Davis pokes the ball away. Corbett recovered it. Good job on defense there by the Lady Bears. Now up to Graves. Graves got it over to Washam. Washam over to Davis. 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Now over to Washam. Washam gets it over to Graves. She'll fire a three. It's good. Chevelle Graves with her fourth point in the game. And it is 45-27 now. It should be 45-27 our score. 27 seconds left in the third quarter. Number 22, that's Crafton with the basketball. Crafton got it over to number 32, Gottspooner. She gets it over to number 20, Ford. Ford gets it poked away by Davis again, and now Washam with the basketball across the timeline up to Graves. Graves in the corner with it here. Back to Washam. She's going to fire a three. It's no good. And rebound by Tucker down low, and she is fouled and will head to the free throw line for the 1-1 here. Foul called on number 32. That is Gottspooner, her fourth foul. And you got to be careful here. Got a couple of subs checking in. Number 34, that is McClavin. And number 24, that is Simpson, going to check in the ball game here. So Tucker at the free throw line for the 1-1. Again, that foul called on Gottspooner, her fourth foul. Tucker, first free throw up on the way. It's off the rim, no good. And it's pulled down by number 34, McClavin. McClavin will bring it up the floor. And that's the end of our third quarter. At the end of three, 45-27 our score. Lady Bears lead it as we head to the fourth quarter of the Elite Eight between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Wonderview Lady Daredevils. We'll take a timeout. We're back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
No matter where you live, you want to know that you have a person in the county judge's office who is working for you and with you for everything concerning the area you live, work, and play in. Fulton County residents are some of the best people in the country, always ready to offer a helping hand to their neighbors, supporting the rights of each other, and looking out for our children, our elderly, our veterans, and their families. Voting for Kenneth Crow will give us that person. Vote Kenneth Crow for Fulton County Judge.
I'm Kenneth Crow, asking for your vote May 24th.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
And we're back here at the Morrilton High School, host of the 1A State Tournament, hosted by the Wonderview High School here at Morrilton. And we've got an issue that the head of referee is going to go to the scores table and discuss with the scorekeepers down there. And we'll see what the deal is. Coach Small coming to mid-floor to check out what's going on. And it's Lady Bear basketball. That was the issue. Wonderview was going to get the ball to start here, but it's actually Lady Bear basketball to start off our fourth quarter. 45-27 our score. We are back underway here in the fourth quarter. And it's number 23, Tay Davis, to start things off. Davis gets it over to Crow, now in the corner to Washam. Washam back to Davis. Davis back to Washam. She's going to fire a three from the corner off the top of the rim. No good. And it's pulled down by number 24. That is Simpson. Simpson will bring it up the floor. She's guarded by number 2, Chevelle Graves. Now up to number 32, Gottspooner. Gottspooner with it. Back over to at number 24, Simpson. Simpson gets it in the corner to Ford. Ford dribbles out outside near the wing now. Back over to number 24, Simpson. Simpson tried to get it over to Gottspooner. It's stolen away by Davis. Up to Washam. Washam at the block, puts it up for two. She's fouled and will head to the free throw line for two. I believe they'll call that foul on number 24, Simpson. That will be her first foul. And 7:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Bryn Washam's first free throw up on the way. It's good. Washam has 23. Got another one on the way here. And it's good. Washam with her 24th point, 47-27. Lady Bears by 27, 19 left in the fourth quarter. Simpson with it here. Simpson gets it over to Scroggins. Now over to number 20, Ford. Ford gets it down low to number 14, Baker. She's fouled and will head to the free throw line for two. They call that on Tay Davis, her third foul. And again, we'll send Baker to the free throw line. Her first one up on the way. It's good. Baker has her eighth. She has another one coming. Davis got to be careful here in the fourth quarter with three fouls. Shot up on the way. It's good for Baker. Baker has her ninth. And it's Lady Bear basketball again. Graves will inbound it to Davis. Davis comes across the timeline. 7:03 left in the fourth quarter. She gets it over to Crow. Crow going to drive inside, puts up a shot off the rim. It's no good, and that will send her to the free throw line for two here. They call that foul on Wonderview, number 20. Number 20 is Ford, her first foul. 47-29 our score, 6:59 left in the fourth quarter. Crow's first free throw is off the rim, no good. Went off the spring box there and rolled off. Got another one coming. Lady Bears lead it by 18, chance at 19 here, it's good. Lady Bears by 19 now after Crow's first point of the game from that free throw. And it's number 24, Simpson with it here. 6:54 in the game left, and now we've got a deflection. Oh, it's going to go off the hands of Wonderview. Simpson touched it last, according to the official, and it will be Lady Bear basketball. Good defense there by Bryn Washam. Graves will inbound it here at the midfloor mark and gets it up to Davis. Davis comes across the timeline, 6:45 left here in the ballgame. Got it over to Crow, now to Upton. Upton over to Washam. Washam will drive along the baseline. She'll be shoved by number 34. Number 34 is McClavin. That is her first foul. So that sends Bryn Washam to the free throw line. Bryn is the reason Lady Bears have this lead. She has her 24th point. And we've got a confusion on the foul here. They called that on number 34. That's McClavin. And that is her first foul. And Baker, they're going to go ahead and call that on Baker. Oh, my goodness. Number 34, McClavin, was the one that committed the foul, but they call that on Baker. And now we've got a technical foul called on Wonderview's head coach. Wow. I've got to agree with Wonderview on this one, folks. That foul should have went on McClavin, but they go ahead and call that on Baker, her fifth foul. And so Bryn Washam will shoot, I believe, four free throws down here. And Wonderview fans are ecstatic, for good reason, too. And I mean, Wonderview's head coach, Miss Elena Ford, is still giving their head referee a chew in here. And Washam misses her first free throw. Got another one coming here. It's up on the way. It's good. Washam has her 25th point. And, folks, what have we just watched down here? This is insane. Powell should have went on McClavin, but it instead goes on Baker, and that was her fifth foul. She fouled out. And Coach Ford for Wonderview absolutely gave the referee a chewing, and he gave her a technical, and that's why we're shooting four free throws. Washam with her 27th point after those two free throws. Our score now, 51-29. And these Wonderview fans are still letting the referees have it, and I can't disagree with them. So Davis will come across the timeline here with 6:40 left in the fourth quarter. Davis at the top of the key, over to Washam now outside near the wing. Now to Crow, down low to Upton. Upton puts it up for two. It's no good, and it's pulled down by number 20. Number 20, Ford with the basketball, gets it up to Crafton. Crafton comes across the timeline. Crafton back over to Ford. Ford outside near the wing, gets it up to number 22, Crafton, back to Ford. Ford back to Crafton. Crafton back to Ford. Ford drives along the baseline, picks up her dribble. Got to get some help here. She's guarded by Crow, and they get it over to Gottspinner. Gottspinner with it at the top of the key. Sets up the offense. 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. She got it over to Crafton. Crafton over to number five. That's Scroggins. Scroggins got to get some help. It's almost stolen away by Chevelle Graves. It'll be poked out of bounds off her hands, and it will be Lady Daredevil basketball. Again, our score, 51-29, 5:56 left here in the fourth quarter. They get it right into Scroggins. She'll put it up for two, and it's fouled. And Scroggins will head to the free throw line. That foul called on number 35, Sarah Crow. That is her fourth foul. And we got a sub checking in here. No, we got a timeout called. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears wanted to talk things over. Our score, 5:54 left in the fourth quarter, 51-29. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
And we're back here at the Morrilton High School. Again, our score out of the timeout here in the fourth quarter with 5:54 left, 51-29. Lady Bears have an impressive lead here in the quarterfinal round, Elite Eight of the 1A state tournament. Again, we had a foul called on number 35, Sarah Crow. That was her fourth foul. And number five, Scroggins, set to the free throw line for two here. Well, actually, the one and one. Scroggins, first one up on the way. It's good. Second one up on the way from Scroggins is good. Scroggins with her fifth, 51-31 now. Lady Bears lead it by 20, 5:53 left in the fourth quarter. Davis across the timeline. Davis gets it over to Upton. Over to Graves, almost lost it, gets it back into Upton. Good save by number two, Chevelle Graves. Upton lost her dribble, and it's taken away by Crafton, number 22 for Wonderview. Now over to Gottspooner. Gottspooner at the top of the key. Sets up the offense, guarded by Upton and Graves. Gottspooner got to get some help here. And now got a foul called on number two, Chevelle Graves, and that's her third foul. Team's eighth, and so that will send Gottspooner to the free throw line. Not in the double bonus yet. Got to commit two more fouls for that to happen. Gottspooner dribbles at the free throw line. First one up on the way. It's good. Gottspooner had a good game so far. She's got nine. Another one coming from the free throw line. It's up on the way. It's good, too. Gottspooner has 10. Lady Bears back on offense. Davis with it here. 51-33, our score. 5:20 left in the fourth quarter. Young gets it over to Graves, over to Young, over to Davis. Davis tried to get it down low to Upton. She got it deflected there by Crafton. Lady Bears control it here. Washam in the corner. Gets it over to Young in the corner. Young over to Davis. She's way outside here. Back to Graves at the top of the key. Now down low to Upton. Upton catches it, puts it up for two. It's good. Megan Upton having herself a night. She's got nine. 53-33 our score. Back to a 20-point lead here. 4:54 left in the fourth quarter. Number five, that is Scroggins with it in the corner. Gets it over to number 22, Crafton. Crafton got it up to Gottspooner. Her shot no good. Pulled down by Upton. Over to Young. Now to Davis. Davis comes across the timeline, 4:37 left in the fourth quarter, and if everything holds here like it's appearing, Lady Bears will advance to the semifinal round tomorrow and face Kingston at 1 o'clock in the Final Four of the 1A state tournament. Washam gets it over to Davis at the top of the key, over to Graves. Graves over to Washam. Washam over to number three, Laney Young. Young back to Davis. Lady Bears running some clock right here. Davis gets it over to Graves. Graves going to drive inside, now outside to Washam. Washam back to Davis. Washam could have shot that three there. That's what tells us that Lady Bears are trying to run some clock here. Washam back with the basketball, now over to Davis. Davis got it down low to Upton at the block, puts it up for two. It's off the rim, no good. Couldn't get the friendly roll, and they get it over to Scroggins. Scroggins with 3:50 to play. 53-33, our score. Laney Young almost with a steal, and now she's going to be called for a travel. Number five, Scroggins, called for a travel. And that should have been a foul on Laney Young. And these Wonderview fans, they are on fire over here after the travel call. It could have been a foul there on Laney Young. I shouldn't have said it should have because I'm not an official, but it should have been a foul. Folks, I'm telling you, Washam gets it over to Davis. Davis back over to Young. Young down low, puts it up for two. She's fouled and will head to the free throw line. That sends number three, Young, to the free throw line. And now we've got a fifth foul on number 22, Crafton. And she will take a seat on the bench with five fouls. Again, Laney Young at the free throw line for two shots here. 53-33 our score, 3:34 to go in the fourth quarter. Laney Young takes the free throw line, set for her ninth point. It's up and no good. Got another one coming here for Young.
Come on, Laney.
Young with one more coming. Young up on the way, it's good. Laney Young with her ninth point, 54-33 now, 3:33 to play in the fourth quarter. Got Spooner with the basketball. Got Spooner gets it over. Well, she picked up her dribble, tried to get it over in the corner to Scroggins, but it's deflected out of bounds by Tay Davis, and it will be Lady Daredevil basketball. And they got it into Jones, and now we got a foul called. She tried to get the pass out to Scroggins for three, but now we get a foul called on the Lady Bears. It's called on number three, Laney Young, and that is her third foul. It's on the wrong side of the scorebook there. So that sends Jones to the free throw line for two free throws here. Well, actually, the 1-1. Shot up on the way from Jones. Off the rim, no good, but it's rebounded by number 24. And now it's taken away by Laney Young. Young gets it over to Davis. Laney with a big old smile. She's having fun in this one. Got it back to Davis at the top of the key. Over to Washam. Washam gets it into Graves in the corner for three. It's no good, but it's rebounded by Graves. She took it away from her. Now down to Young. And Young traveled down low. Turnover on Laney Young down low. 54-33 our score. Lady Bears lead it by 21. Got a couple subs checking in here. Looks like the two seniors, number 22, Megan Upton, number 2, Chevelle Graves, will check out as Corbett, and number 35, Sarah Crow, check back in the ballgame. Number 5, Scroggins, comes across the timeline. 2:55 left in the fourth quarter. Almost taken away there by Tay Davis, but she got the pass to Gottspooner. Her shot no good, and it's rebounded by Washam. Washam gets it up to Corbett, up to Davis now. Davis across the time mark, 2:44 left in the fourth quarter. Now to Corbett, over to number 3, Young. Young in the corner, down low to number 35, Crow. Back to Young. Young gets it to a driving Tay Davis. Her shot deflected outside to Washam now. Washam along the baseline, puts it up for two. It's good. Bryn Washam with her 29th point now, 56-33 our score, 2:20 left in the ballgame. Number 5, Scroggins with it here. Scroggins, 2:13 to play now. Gets it over to Gottspooner. Gottspooner with it here. Drives along the baseline. Gottspooner gets it out to number 20, Ford. Ford for three. It's good. Ford is in double digits now. She's got her 10th point. Most of those coming from behind the free throw line tonight. And our score again, 56-35 now. Lady Bears by 21. Number 35, Sarah Crow with it, puts it up off the glass. It's up for two and good. Sarah Crow with her third point now, 58-35 the score again. And we've got a few subs checking in here. Looks like Tucker, Skaggs, and Crawford will check in for the Lady Bears. And we've got a new starting five for, or not starting five, but a new five for the Wonderview Lady Daredevils. And now number five is Scroggins. She has actually remained in the game here, but will inbound it. Excuse me, I said a new five, but Scroggins and Gottspoon are still in it here. They had a big shuffle there. It looked like a new five were coming in, but two of their starters will remain on the floor. Gottspooner with it here. She drives inside. Now over to number 50, Williams. Williams in the corner. Now over to Gottspooner. Almost taken away by the Lady Bears. Back over to Williams. Williams picks up her dribble. Got to get some help. Got to download a number 42, Scroggins. Scroggins, her sister, I guess. And now we've got a kick ball called on the Lady Bears. And number 32 is Gottspooner, will inbound it. Gottspooner gets it into number 50, Williams. Williams back over to number 5. Number 5 is Scroggins. Scroggins over to number 32, Gottspooner. Gottspooner at the top of the key. Gets it over to number 4. That is Rodriguez. Rodriguez gets it stolen away by Tucker. Tucker up to Skaggs. Fast break now. And Skaggs will pull it back out here with a minute left. Skaggs gets it over to number 15, Crawford for three. Her shot no good, and it's pulled down by Skaggs. Corbett and another defender there for, it looked like Rodriguez for the Wonderview Daredevils had it. Jump ball called, and it is Lady Daredevil basketball. Stay tuned at our postgame show. We've got our wireless mic here. Hopefully we can make our way around the arena and talk to Lady Bear head coach Scott Small. Number 5 with it here. That is Scroggins. Scroggins will set up the offense. 45 seconds left to play. Lady Bears will advance in the game. They play Kingston at 1 o'clock in the semifinals. Had a shot put up by Gottspawner. That is her 12th point of the game. Lady Bear basketball now. Skaggs at the top of the key. Or top of the wing, excuse me. Now over to Tucker. Down low to Crow. Crow skips it back outside to Skaggs. She's going to launch a three. It's off the spring box. No good. Corbett with the offensive rebound. Put it back up. It's no good. Over to Crow. Crow will put it up and in. And it's up for her fifth point now. And we've got another timeout called here. Officials timeout. And got a sub checking in here. Number 34, that is McClavin, will check back in the game. And it's Lady Daredevil basketball with just 16.1 seconds left here in the ballgame. Number 32, Gottspooner, will bring it up the floor, and I believe, no, she's going to shoot one final shot. It'll go off the rim, probably to bounds with 7.8 seconds to go. Lady Bears will run out the clock here. Well, actually, it's going to be Wonderview basketball. They will inbound it into number 34, McClavin. McClavin gets it out to number 32. That is Gottspawner. Her shot no good. And it's pulled down by number 34, McClavin. That's the end of the ballgame. Our score, 60-37. Lady Bears will advance into the semifinal round of the 1A state tournament. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here. Whenever we come back, hopefully we can catch senior girls head coach Scott Small. Just a 2-minute timeout here on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Lady Bears win it over the Wonderview Lady Daredevils by a final score of 60-37. Stay with me here, folks. I'm walking down the stairs, hopefully going to catch senior girls head coach Scott Small before he gets into the locker room with his Lady Bears. So we are headed down the stairs here. We'll take a look at some final sets here in just a few minutes. Stay with me here on our postgame show on K-Country 95 as well as BFLS. You can watch the live stream on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. All right, so we're down here in the lobby. Now we are headed in the entrance. And now we're going to talk to Lady Bears head coach Scott Small in postgame. And coach, I've got to take a breath running down those stairs, number one. But number two, just a run and gun of a game. And I know you have to be proud to be in the semifinal round now of the 1A state tournament here at Morrilton.
Absolutely. Thought our kids played really well. I was proud of their effort. Seemed like it was kind of a game of runs. We'd get on one, they'd get on one. But we found a way to pull it out.
Coach, so like I said, out of breath here, but I know you've got to be proud of all of your girls. And specifically, I know you're proud of all of them, but Bryn Washam has played her heart out here in the postseason. Bryn finishes the game tonight. I had 29, almost 30 points here. And she's the reason Lady Bears came away with a victory today. Good game by her.
Yeah, she played well. I didn't know she'd scored that much. We able to find her on good looks, and we were able to kind of get everybody involved, and I think that's when we play our best basketball, is when we're all having a pretty good night offensively.
All right, so I know you have to, with the state finals here, you have to look ahead and know who you're going to play, because, I mean, you've got one day to prepare for Kingston now at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So what do we know about Kingston? What is it going to look like for you guys in preparation tomorrow?
They're going to look kind of similar to Wonderview. They don't have as much size as Wonderview. They're very, very fast, all five guards. They shoot the ball really well, press you all four quarters. We'll have to do a lot of things really well to win that game. But like I said, our kids are focused, and that's where they want to be. They want to get to Hot Springs. And so, if they play like they should, then I give us a good chance.
All right, Coach, very good. Congratulations, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring. On May 24th, David Curtis wants you to vote and elect Curtis for Fulton County Judge. Curtis will serve the people. He is hardworking, family-oriented, and has 38 years of government experience. David Curtis understands Fulton County values, has a knowledge of county geography, and is a big supporter of Fulton County agriculture. Curtis is also a big fan and supporter of the Fulton County schools. He wishes the Mammoth Spring basketball teams good luck in postseason play. Elect David Curtis, Fulton County Judge, on May 24th.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. You don't need the big city for a big selection, so come to West Plains, where we have over 100 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
And we're back after the ball game tonight. Again, your final score here is 60-37. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears advance to the semifinal round of the 1A state tournament. They